Don and Louis flanked the desk like silent pillars. If Steele's office was a stage, they were the props he never had to move. Don looked like he was cast out of a mob movie. Thick-necked, balding, the kind of guy who breathed heavy just standing still. Louis was his opposite. Lean, twitchy, with too much nervous energy packed into too little space. One always looked bored. The other looked like he was waiting for permission to explode. They were so obvious it bordered on parody, like Steele had custom-ordered two enforcers from Central Casting and never asked for rewrites. Even their names, Don and Louis, felt like placeholders from a bad mob script that no one bothered to change. But it worked, because when they stared, you didn't laugh. You just counted exits. Their eyes burned holes in me. I stepped in, didn't sit. Steele didn't offer a chair. "What the hell was that, Rick?" Steele barked. His voice carried the weight of a man who didn't need to yell to be heard, but chose to anyway. I didn't answer. "I send you to do a job, and you turn it into a circus. You want to tell me why my guy at the precinct called to say the scene was a goddamn mess?" "I don't remember any of it," I said. "I blacked out." Steele rose slowly, folding his hands like a man about to pray. He didn't raise his voice again. He lowered it. "You think you're the first hitter I've had who lost his nerve?" I didn't respond. "You think blacking out makes you special?" he said. "It makes you weak. It makes you unreliable. And in our business, unreliable gets people killed. Or worse, it brings eyes." He started pacing behind the desk, slow, deliberate. "I've built this empire from silence, from consistency, no headlines, no heat. And you? You left a signature, a damn signature.